Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your man with the mic, Kyle. Thank you for listening wherever you are, whether you're in England, in France, in America, or whatever. Thank you so much. Today on the conversation, Hillary's still not over the loss. Neither are Democrats, because they don't have anything to, showcase. I mean, what can they do but bitch at a candidate that's doing something good for this nation? The House passes a bill repealing Obamacare. And of course, the Democrats chant, hey, 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 goodbye. You know, I think diapers need to be changed. It looks like the government's going to be in our health care in some form. Whatever. Welcome to the circle, ladies and gentlemen. Great movie, and we're headed that way. Also, folks, the House passes a $1.1 trillion spending bill with help from Democrats and Republicans. Obama was doing a speech in Chicago, like a talk in Chicago, and guess what? Guess what happened, folks? He's missing something on his suit. Guess you don't need it now that you're president. Anywho, thank you for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. Kind of think about that as you're going through your evening this evening. Welcome to the program. What a day, this is what you liberal retards need to realize. Trump worked to become the president of the United States. Hillary Clinton expected to win. She just expected it to be handed to her, just like she expects you to only ask questions from a list that she has pre-selected. If you're not going to answer a question that's pre-selected, there's the door. Don't let it hit you in the butt. Okay? Don't let it hit you in the butt. Trump busted his butt to get where he is. All his life, exactly. And in case you wonder, let me go. Those of you from this area and from Chicago might remember the Bozo Peter, where they picked like the boy and girl player and all that stuff. We're going to go back to the Wayback Machine, open up the Bozo Peter. And on March 29th, 1990, there's that joke that when you think, 10 years back was 1990 and that's like 30 years now. 1990, guess what happened on March 29th? Trump was doing an interview with CNN and he walked out. He loved CNN. And that's when he was very liberal. But when they're kind of trying to push a certain agenda, he ain't going to put up with it.
Trump has never put up with being pushed around.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He stands for what he stands for. That's it. You give him facts. You show him data, you might change his mind. But he's not going to change his mind because you tell him to change his mind.
Yeah, that's my producer.
Sorry, I got rattled.
No, but she's right. Trump is someone that's like, this is what I stand for. This is, people don't I'm very opinionated, but I when you look at what I'm saying, I have a belief system. This is what I believe. Period. You don't like it? I don't want the government in my healthcare at all. Well, we wouldn't have the healthcare without the government. Because I have friends that, well, you know, we're the government. And in a way, we are the government. And the government's what needs to, is part of the problem, because they keep electing these same politicians over and over and over and over again. But remember, folks, there was a time in this nation where we had roads and bridges and schools and the military and had no taxes. We didn't pay taxes. But guess what? You could follow the yellow brick road. Believe that. It's kind of hard to think that we actually had roads when we didn't pay taxes and schools and government. And remember a little old guy by the name of Benjamin Franklin who convinced Philadelphia, no, I'm going to build a hospital with people's money. We're not going to rely on the government. I'm going to collect money from everyone and we're going to build the hospital. And it still stands today. I guarantee you, if he would have said, okay, we'll let the government fund the hospital, they'd probably still be paying on that loan. They would. My wife's laughing because it's true. I love those two black ladies. Mm-hmm. Man, you better get on the Trump train. That's right. That's right. You better get on the Trump train or you're going to get your butt run over. Mm-hmm. That's right. Those two ladies are so true. Okay, I didn't agree with Obama, but I'm like, he's our president. I may give him crap, but we're stuck with him. We didn't go out, okay? And even if we could go to where he was, he'd be like, okay, folks, yeah, we're going to have a 5-mile radius for protesters to protect the president. If Trump was to give an order saying, okay, yeah, you have to be at least a mile and a half away from where I'm speaking to protest, you want to know what would happen? CNN would be all over that. Freedom of speech is criticized and it doesn't exist anymore. Because they already say that because, you know, is not allowing them in the White House. No. Why don't you tell the truth and be real journalist and maybe he would let you in. You want to be a baby? I treat you like a baby. I don't want the government in my health care. I don't want the government because, like I've said this before, guess what, folks? All you women out there, I'm the Surgeon General, folks. And guess what? I don't think you need mammograms till you're about 65, 70. What that means is, and I've said it many times, you can have 1,000 mammograms. The government's going to pay for the first one when you're 65 to 70, whatever date, whatever time they say you should not have a mammogram till. Yeah. And you're going to have doctors like my doctor that I see, my personal physician, who'll be like, well, see, this is what I do for you, but I ain't paying for it. So if you want it done, that's what it's going to cost. And all these Democrats, hey, shut up. You need to go into the bathroom there. The women usually have them, but the men have them too. They have those like changing stations. You need to get up there and get your diaper changed and grow the hell up.
The Republicans need to do that.
Yeah.
The Republicans need to change their diapers.
Well, so do the Democrats.
No, the Republicans need to change the Democrats' diapers.
Well, about, yeah. But that's the problem. It's not about, hey, what they did today showed me that they don't care about you. All they care about is, here goes all the Republicans, they're leaving, they're not going to get reelected. Cha-ching. They're not sitting there saying, okay, hey, we need to. You know, it goes to, they don't care about you. That's the problem. You need to wake up and realize the politicians don't care about you. Oh, they care about, my politician cares about me if the money that he gets He's going to care about me if he, and the only way he's going to care about me is if, like, he's trying to get money for himself in this district, and I live in this district, and I'm going to benefit from these this money that he's trying to get, so he can better his community for him. If what this politician tries to do to get money to help his community, if it benefits me, that's just a bonus, because he can just say, look, I'm helping these, but, and he's just trying to line his pocketbooks. But that's just how it is. It's sad. Because, I mean, Trump's getting grief over this, like, religious liberties and stuff and all these things that he's passing. And I'm like, well, you know, when we came here to this country, we were founded on the freedom of Christian religion so that the government wouldn't tell you how to believe one way or the other in terms of believing in Jesus Christ. We weren't founded on a country that was like, okay, we have Jews and we have Muslims and we have all these different... Oh, you don't worry. When you come to America, if you're Baha'i, you can practice Baha'i. That's not how it worked when we founded. The whole founding of coming here was to be able to practice your belief in Jesus Christ the way you want to without the government telling you how to worship. It wasn't about religions in general. It was just about in Jesus Christ. Now, people take that, well, you can't have church in a government building. See, this is a government building. This, no, you can have God in a courthouse if you know the true meaning. You just, it's so that the government won't run the church. But that's, it don't matter though, because you got people that don't care that. Oh, he's just trying to push his religion. In the 80s, I don't ever remember people going, oh, here's Reagan trying to push his religion, trying to push Jesus on us. Finally, we have a president that stands up for his Christian beliefs. Now, when there are Muslims out there trying to force us to, oh, you need to take down that sign advertising bacon in your restaurant. That's against Sharia law. You need to... I don't see liberals saying, wait a minute here. No. What are you trying to push? You know, it's all cool except for Christianity. Like that prayer room in Texas. That's not a Christian prayer room. That was only put there because Muslims didn't want to walk and wouldn't have the time to walk to pray five times a day or whatever, however many times they had to pray. So they made one in school. And like this guy said on Fox News, we tried to get a place to pray in our school. No, they wouldn't allow it. Before or after school, you can pray outside school, but that's it. If it's a Muslim, oh, we got to have a prayer room. It's unconstitutional not have a prayer room for these. You know, how dare you try to keep these people from praying? See, I grew up in the wrong era. I wish I grew up now, because growing up Catholic, I'd be like, okay, yeah, it's All Saints Day. I need to have the day off. I got to pray. Yeah, it's the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. I'm going to have the day off. Yeah, you're going to be talking to my attorney. I'm suing you. You're not going to give me that off, okay? I don't get it. Now these, well, this is bullcrap. I work in a business and they don't give me 5 hours a day to pray. This is crap. Well, they need you to work. Yeah. I know Jews that have a job that, okay, yep, I can't get to the synagogue like I'm supposed to, but I got a job. I got to work. I can't just sit there and say, okay, nope, I'm suing if you don't let me have off. I think we need to be like that and start suing. Okay, yeah. But this is the type of bullcrap we deal with. The way that things are going, if the next 3 years and 261 days are like Trump's first 100 days, I wonder if America will be ready for another male president again, Elizabeth Warren. Get off the crack. Seriously. I mean, if we were to have Hillary Clinton in here, this country would fall apart. I mean, the country is already in the toilet. You have kids that obviously have to be being paid that are protesting because they're like, well, you know, you anti-American. Oh, wow. Oh, I'm the racist because I'm the idiot. I guess I didn't realize that veterans that are in a wheelchair that fought for this country that lost an arm or a leg, they're anti-American because they wanted to save this country from Japan and Korea and Germany from killing us all. I mean, there's a lot of scholars that say, okay, you take a firecracker and a match. All you have to do is light the match and light the wick, and you got a firecracker. Well, that's Germany. They had everything. How come they didn't win the war? You know, they had the firecracker just like, well, they had the firecracker and the match, but they couldn't get the firecracker lit. You know, they had everything. We should be speaking German. Why aren't we? Because we had veterans that stepped up and cared about this country and cared about other people. They're not anti-American. But, I mean, it's amazing, I guess, what you'll say if you get paid $1,500. I mean, you couldn't pay me the 15. Okay, if you gave me $1 million, I couldn't disrespect a vet. I say keep it. Sorry. It's just ridiculous. What we need to do is we need to have a liberal person get in the White House. It's just like Trump that just is about Jesus Christ and praising the Bible and having Bible study with his people and see what happens. Because, you know, they would be praising Sarah Palin if she was a liberal. They won't be dissing her. Well, Democrats are trying to make the Trump administration look like they can't function or do anything. But they got a bipartisan spending bill passed to fund the government till September 30th. $1.1 trillion will fund the government for till September 30th. And it had Democrat and Republican support. I wish I could do that. Hey, we can't pay our bills this month. Let's pass another spending bill so we can get more money or a raise. Yeah, that would work too. No, we can't do that. No, we got to live within our means. What you should do is, what you should say is, okay, if I was the president, I'd say, okay, well, this is what we're going to do, folks. This is how much I'm going to allocate for you to spend. Good luck. You're going to explain to the American people why you don't have enough money to fund these programs. You're going to explain to us why, where did the money go that went to Solyndra when they spent millions for a solar energy company that's bankrupt, that doesn't exist. You should be outraged. It's your money. You should be outraged. But kids don't get it. When they put $20 million. Yeah, this building, we got $20 million to put windows in. It's a perfectly good building. Nothing wrong with it. Where'd the money go? No one's outraged. No one cares. Remember, folks, we remember this eternal truth. Freedom is not a gift from government, it's a gift from God. Because if you think the government gives you freedom, well, then they can take it away. If you want government in your health care, great, because they can pass whatever they want to. They can put whatever they want in that bill. They can easily, if they give it to you, they can take it away. Now, there's people that are saying basically something to the effect that I guess somewhere in this healthcare bill, there's something that states that if you were sexually assaulted, it's sexual assault is considered a pre-existing condition.
What?
Yeah, in the healthcare bill.
A pre-existing
condition if you've been sexually assaulted. And the only thing I could think of is if you're getting counseling or something, and one insurance company may say, hey, since you're seeing your therapist for this, we're not going to cover it because you've, you know. Yeah, but it's in there. But I could see, you know, if you were getting treatment or something for, you know, like if you had, what if you got like some like AIDS or something from it, and you have, okay, well, I can't afford all this medication, and would the insurance cover? That's the only explanation I can come up with. It makes no sense to me. It doesn't, but it's in there. That's the only thing I could suggest is if you got AIDS from being sexually assaulted, and then, okay, you that way the insurances have to continue to help pay for it. In his hometown of Chicago, Barack Hussein Obama, the Kenyan hero. Yes, I said that right. He was giving a speech, nice, had a suit on and everything, and wow, it's a nice black suit, perfectly black suit. Look at that suit, it's black. And I said black, there's nothing on it. He doesn't have the American flag pin on there anymore for someone that should be. He did it when he was president because he was getting, yeah, because he was getting flack for it, and he just did it because he had to. He should wear it all the time. Yeah. That shows you how much he cares about our country. Yesterday, President Trump had meetings with President Mohammed Abbas, the Palestinian president or whatever, to talk about Palestinian and Israeli relations, like things are ever going to change. I mean, that's the only thing I don't understand with some of these presidents, because they try to fix fights that have been going on since Jesus Christ was on the planet, and they fight, oh, this is my land. No, and they won't. They fight about this and they fight about that, and they're never going to change. Just like the Sunnis and the Shiites. Both will fight to the death believing that their ancestry and their people are direct descendants of Allah and other people. No, it's not. We are. And you're never going to change their minds. Unless you can somehow, well, actually, if you read this part of the Quran, this talks about how he had twins and you guys both are part. I mean, they've been fighting for millions. I mean, I don't get it. They try to help. Well, we need to fix this. How is a president going to fix, like, Palestinian and Israeli and Israel and all these countries that have been fighting for years and years? How are they going to fix?
Well, obliterating one of them.
Yeah. And I don't, but they all act like, well, it's because I haven't. Wait till I get him in the room here. You know, I'll get the Sunnis and Shiites to come together as one. It's not going to happen until you obliterate one or the other of some of these groups. They've never been friendly for 5 million years. What makes them think they're going to start now? I don't get it. Maybe I'm not supposed to. I don't know. I'm just an American. And I'm a human. I'm only human, born to make mistakes. I am. That's the facts here. They're only human. One person isn't just gonna change these people's mind. I wish they could. But that's just how it goes. Well, I kind of look, well, with this healthcare bill, because, you know, Trump has said that the premiums are going to go down, the deductibles are going to go down. I mean, if it's his insurance company, if he's having insurance for his company, are his employees going to be able to use this? If they are, he would want to make sure they have the best coverage. You know? Well, I don't want to use this healthcare company because they're gonna be ripping us off. But in the end, you know, he negotiates million-dollar deals for breakfast. The GOP healthcare plan can't be any worse than the Democrats when you have exchange cities that don't even have an insurance company in the exchange. So what do they do? How do they do it? How does Melissa get insurance? Where she lives, there's no insurance company in the exchange, which means she's going to get fined for not having insurance when she can't get it in the first place. Because, oh, no. Oh, but we got to have, you know, you anti-Americans want to get rid of healthcare. We finally get healthcare for these American people. And you want to take it away. Oh, I want to take away such great health. Yeah, the healthcare is just so wonderful. That's why. And when did you sign up to it? Since it's so wonderful, since it's the greatest thing ever. When did you sign up, politicians? I don't think so. Yeah, Obama, politicians, their families, they're all exempt from this great law that they try to push it into these Democrat heads that this Obamacare is the best thing ever. This is the greatest law passed in the history of earth besides the Ten Commandments. Republicans, greedy, evil, they're just going to take it away from you. Well, if it's so wonderful, then why aren't the Democrats bitching that I've never heard a Democrat go, well, wait a minute here. Why isn't President Obama having to use Obamacare? Why isn't Michelle Obama having to use Obamacare? Why isn't Michelle's mom having to use Obamacare? Why aren't politicians why are they exempt from it? I've never heard a liberal ask why Democrats are exempt from it. I've never heard that. But this is the world we live in. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. I want to get into, I used to like late night. I used to watch it. It was funny. You could actually sit back and have a laugh and not have, and it didn't matter what happened today. You can sit there and just like, I'm going to sit back here. And guess what, folks? I'm going to put up my feet, have a beer, and laugh. And not have to worry about what's going on in the world. I don't have to hear political bullcrap. I wouldn't have to do that. Not now, folks. Now we got crap like Stephen Colbert. So basically, I will abbreviate what he said because I can't really say it on the air, but he basically said that Trump's mouth is good for only one thing, and that's being a holster for Vladimir Putin's you-know-what. And even liberals are, like, calling him out as a homophobe, and they're, like, they're not going to watch him. And some people say, well, it's too far. I know if that was about Obama, let me tell you, they'd be off the air like that, right there. They'd have been, that day, they'd have been like, okay, yes. Because of his comments last night, so-and-so was off the air immediately. But since it's Stephen Colbert, he's getting some major flack from it, don't get me wrong, but nothing like, but I don't watch, I never watch that stuff to hear political comedy. When Johnny Carson would do it, yeah, he may poke fun at Reagan or whatever, but it would be fun. It would be, it wouldn't be like,
he made fun of Carter.
Yeah.
He made fun of Ford.
He made fun of everybody. Yeah, it wasn't like, okay, I'm just here to bash Trump. Like if, well, Ben Carson said it's so true, you know. It's like, there's no journalism anymore. There is no late night anymore. It's just, let's see how bad we can bash Trump. Let's see how bad we can rip on Trump, bash on him, degrade him, go off on him. Because that's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to bash Trump. We're going to go off on him. You know, God forbid, you know. Screw Trump. I mean, folks, we're not really going to talk about any news. We're just going to bash Trump for 60 minutes. That's all, folks. So if you're wanting actual news to find out what's really going on in the world, don't worry. Oh, we'll talk about some things, but it's all Trump's fault, so don't worry. Yeah, that 20-some trillion in debt, yeah, that's all because of Trump. Obama paid off the 20 trillion, but, you know, Trump spent it again. You know, well, that's basically when you talk to liberals, that's the way it sounded like. Well, when Trump took off, when Obama took office, you know,
yep.
Look at how great it was when he was in office. And well, see, when Bush took office, we had a surplus of money. And then, you know, Bush spent all this money, and then Obama had to deal with having all this debt. Really? Well, what did he do? He just spent more money.
Honey, I just saw that Congressman Tom MacArthur, who was very instrumental in getting the Obamacare repealed, asked if it was worth his seat because he didn't run for office to decorate a seat. They stopped that interview.
Oh, wow. See? If you don't agree with their, like MacArthur said, you know, well, was repealing Obamacare worth your seat? I'm not here to decorate a seat. I'm here for the American people. I'm not here for my good looks. That's the problem they have. I want someone to bring up video or anything where there were liberals going off saying, why isn't Obama forced to use Obamacare? Why isn't his family, why is he exempt from it? Why is his family exempt? I want to know why.
Because they got exempt from it. They don't care.
Well, I'm talking about not politicians. I'm talking like the average Democrat.
Oh.
The average, like Democratic voter. I didn't remember seeing one Democratic voter wanting to know why Democrats and Republicans and their families were exempt from it. None of Nancy Pelosi had, here, this gets you exempt from Obamacare so you don't have to use it to get fined. And she gave it to her buddies. Where was the outrage from liberals? There wasn't any. And if you don't agree with, if you're going to basically, if you want to keep your interview short on CNN or whatever, all you have to do is answer questions in a way that they can't rebuttal them. So, are you prepared to lose your Senate seat, you know, because you repealed Obamacare? Well, Ma'am, I'm here for the American people. If I lose my seat, who cares? I'm here for the American people, first and foremost. I didn't come here to decorate a seat. And I don't see you asking the question why all the politicians are exempt from the law that you're trying to pass off as being so great and so wonderful. All these liberals like, well, I hope you guys are happy now. We now can have Obamacare. I'm like, well, neither did I actually posted on someone's page because they were going, well, I hope you Republicans are happy because I said, well, because now there is no more Obamacare. I said, well, first of all, for the politicians, there was no Obamacare because they were all exempt from it. And you aren't bitching about that. If it was so great, you should have been complaining that they got first dibs. And I said, there are already cities right now that there is no insurance carrier, which means they're going to get fined for not having insurance, but they can't get insurance because their exchange has no insurance carrier in it. So they have no way to ever get it unless they find a job that carries it. See, folks, what have I told you for all this time? Trump has been saying the same thing since, like, back in 1986. And he's basically called out CNN back in 1990. Before he was a politician. He don't care who it is. If Fox News is going to go after him and try to push lies on him, he'll walk out of that interview and call them fake too. If I say something that, because I guess there's a, I'm going to call this guy out because I love this guy. I can't. I'm going to. Scott Grove from GroovyMusicLessons.com on YouTube. He has like a room like the one I'm in now. But there's like 1,000 guitars on this wall, like 2,000 on that wall. But one thing he always says is, I'll tell you the difference when it's my opinion, when it's fact. You know, I use Elixir Polyweb strings. They're incredible. Well, I used to use D'Addario strings. Now I use Elixirs. And I found out that Elixirs are D'Addarios that have that coating put on by Gore Industries. They last for a long time. I love them. I think they're the best. That's my opinion. You know, if I have data to say, yes, here's the data that these last 10 times longer than their string and they are the best, okay, then it would be a fact. I try to turn in the show when it's, this is what I think about this issue or this. This is when it is a fact. The fact is, every politician was exempt from Obamacare. I've not heard any Democrat voter going, why aren't they using Obamacare? Why are they exempt from it? If there were Democrats out there that were complaining and bitching, I'd love to hear it. And I mean a Democrat, not someone that's, well, I'm an independent, but I side more Democratic than Republican. But I want to have an actual, a blue state Democrat that's like, folks, why are they being exempt from Obamacare? If there's someone out there, I never heard of it. I never saw it. I'm not saying that's a fact, but I've never seen it. If someone's got footage and wants to show me, I'm all ears. Trump is one of those people, he'll call out anyone. He'll support the BBC if they treat him right. We don't really agree with you on this, but we looked up the facts, and you're right. Why do you think this is working? Because we didn't think it would, but it is. And here's the facts to back up that what you said is true and it's working. He would support them. If they try to manipulate what he's saying and try to make him look bad, he's going to rip into them. I watched late night so I could laugh and get, you know, de-stress at the end of my day with someone that was not political at all, that would make fun of anything and everybody. that if something great happened, they would share it. It would make fun of everyone. It wasn't a socialist propaganda machine. And again, as I have to talk about this stuff, a gunman was among two found dead at a North Lake College in Irving, Texas. As of yesterday, the campus was still on lockdown. I don't know when this stuff is going to end. When are people going to stop this nonsense? I don't get what does killing solve anyways? Now, I didn't understand, but I could get it when every maybe like 2 or 3 years there was some guy that had mental issues that somehow got a hold of a gun, you know, but when it's like two, like a shooting on this campus, shooting here, shooting there, I don't understand. I'm a fixer and I can't fix it. I don't know if you saw this. This is kind of a funny story. I want to get into this. There was dash cam footage that shows the terrifying plane crash on a busy road in Mukoto, Washington. I'm bad with names of people and cities. Miraculously, there were no serious injuries at all. I guess the pilot said there was plane engine problem and he had to take it down. And hey, the best way to take it down is try to find the road. And that was the best road he had. And there's great cam footage. He hits the electrical wires and then his wing taps one of the lights, street lights. And you see a huge like mushroom cloud. And when you see this, I'm like, okay, how many people are dead? I'm sure the pilot's injured, pilot's dead. I'm just expecting the worst, and then you find out and you keep reading that like no serious injuries at all happened. So it's just amazing, you know. It's called G.O.D. You know, he understood this pilot had to take it down, and when he did, he goes, "I'm going to make sure everyone is safe." Now, I don't know if you heard this, but because Trump became president, State Farm is going to close a bunch of facilities and 4,200 jobs are going to be affected. Like 310 are going to be affected in West Lafayette, but State Farm, they're not really going to be affected technically. Well, they will be if they don't do something, because basically they're just going to consolidate. And instead of having a bunch of these facilities, they're just going to take these facilities that they have and expand them a little bit and put more people in them. And I mean, I think there's going to be some people affected in terms of two things. I think they're going to try to streamline. So like you may have to pick up more tasks and you may do like part of his work and part of his work. And, you know, but like 90% of the people, if you want a job with State Farm, I mean, you may have to go to Effingham, Illinois, where their home base is, or wherever, to one of the other places. And you can have a job like you had or whatever. You may have to relocate, but you would still have a job if you wanted it. But the way it kind of sounded from what I read was they basically want you to, you know, they're just trying to streamline. Instead of having all these buildings, you know, why not have one building that holds 100 people instead of 10 buildings that holds 10 people? So, I mean, it's going to be 2020 before it happens here, but because there's a local grocery store chain called Marsh, and I guess they're slowly consolidating stores and things. And I love Marsh; it's a great place. And I guess because they sold all their pharmacies to CVS because of some strange Indiana law, they can't sell hard liquor So they have like a certain time to get rid of it. So like they were putting liquor on sale for like dirt cheap. And I guess people were like buying it up like crazy. But it's just one of those things. It's not Trump's fault. This is stuff that has been going down the pipeline. Okay, H.H. Gregg. They didn't just say, okay, we got Trump as president. Now we got to close our doors. You know, the Family Christian stores didn't say, oh, Trump's in here. Nope, it's not going to work. No, this is stuff that's been coming down the line. Kmart closing some of their stores is not due to Trump. It's due to, okay, they didn't reinvest in their stores, reinvest into their company and do some things. And guess what? There you go. It's Amazon being one of the biggest storefronts. And sometimes you can get stuff cheaper online with free shipping. It's just one of those things. It's just one of those things that people won't get. Because they try to, for some reason, people have this notion that, like, if you pass a bill, it instantly is in effect, and instantly things that are happening are because of that bill. I mean, you may have, okay, well, Trump got elected, and he's doing some things, and the markets are, we feel confident with what Trump's going to do, so we're going to buy. But a lot of these bills that they pass, you don't feel the effects for a long time. But some people don't get that. They think, oh, well, Trump passed this healthcare law, so, ooh, wow, look at all these people who don't have healthcare. Blame it. Well, no one's even been put on the program yet. But they got to blame somebody. Hillary can't take responsibility that she lost the election because she's a horrible candidate. I would have so much respect for Hillary. She goes, yes, I screwed up. I didn't do the electing like I should have. I should have went out there and went try to get people electing me. I should have been campaigning more. I should have been an honest candidate. I should have been, you know, I shouldn't have expected that the thing was going to give to me. I wouldn't support her as a candidate. But I'd say, hey, at least she's being honest and saying, hey, I screwed it up. You know, I had confidential emails on a private server. I should be in prison, but I'm not. But I'm to blame. You know, take some responsibility for your actions. Nope. Well, if we would have had the election in October 27th, I would have won. I would be your president. No, take responsibility for your actions. That's what they need to teach people. That just because you pass a law today doesn't mean essentially bang. No. It's going to take a while for these things to take effect and for to see how they work. You know, learn something. You got a brain, use it. I'm going to move on now, folks. And what a day today. Yes, I was listening to the Europa League. I found out now that there's a couple channels where they play audio of the football games, like Europa League and stuff. And what I think they do is they change up the audio if they have to, because like the game I was listening to, the Celta Vigo Manchester United game, the audio in the beginning was from the BBC radio. And like when halftime was over for like the first 5 minutes or so, I refreshed it. I'm like, everyone's like, where's the audio? Where's the audio? And then next thing I remember is I'm just sitting on the bed with my foot elevated because I have a busted up toe. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, that's Alexi Lawless on the radio. And I think they went to the audio of like what you'd have probably seen on TV, like the TV version but just audio. Because maybe it's like, okay, due to contractual obligations, we got to stop now. So, but it's one of those things that, I mean, it's still great to hear the matches. And what they do is they have like a pitch on the screen, and they have like, okay, they have like Manchester United in blue and this other team in yellow, and they, you know, okay, they point out where the ball is by like either a yellow Manchester, you know, a yellow Celta Vigo or a blue Manchester United, just the colors they pick for this. It has nothing to do with the team colors or anything, but so you can kind of see where the ball is. And Rashford on a penalty kick scored a goal. Incredible. Amazing. It's just, I mean, since we don't really have DirecTV, and I would not go back with them again, you know, until we move and stuff and get, like, I think we're probably going to go with a Comcast or Dish. But I'm one of those things that, you know, I'm at least getting the radio version out there, and it's kind of cool. You know, listening to the game and stuff and just lying. And it was a good game, good match. You know, from what I've read, and I've been doing some research, Austin Vinga sounds like he's going to be at Arsenal or plans on staying. Nope. Huh? Yeah, his is, but I'm talking about Austin Vinga, the Arsenal, the Gunners manager. I think he is one that, I don't know, they really haven't done much. So, I don't know, from what I've heard, he plans on staying, whether they keep him or not, I don't know. But, I don't know, it's just one of those things that, it's going to be interesting if they do keep him. I mean, he's not a bad manager, he just hadn't done much in a long time. And they always start off really, really good, and then they tank come the second half. And that's what they're doing. I mean, I'd rather be an Arsenal fan and say, hey, let's tank the first half, and then let's come back and let's rock the second half. Let's hope that when we tank in the beginning, we don't get that far down that we can't get back. But I don't know. Something's got to give with them. You know. But we play them this weekend, and we can get into fourth place. And I think it's going to be great, because I think we're going to be able to get into fourth place or higher in the Premier League and win the Europa League. Interesting. I think it's great. Real Madrid yesterday, what a match. I mean, he was on our team, Cristiano Ronaldo. He's just an amazing player. And I mean, he is right now playing as good as he ever has. I mean, he's someone that just has been incredible in these last couple games. You know, I mean, Juventus beat out Monaco 2-0. And I think Juventus is going to move on. And I think Real is going to move on. But a 3-0 victory over Atletico Madrid. It's just like knowledge of where he is on the pitch with the ball. It's just incredible. He's just amazing to watch. You don't have to be a football fan to see greatness in him. I mean, you don't have to be a NASCAR fan to look at videos of Richard Petty or Dale Earnhardt or Davey Allison or Alan Kowicki to know that they were something special. I mean, as I move on, you know, Bordeaux's dream start of the season comes crashing down in Phoenix, where he went from first place to fourth. I mean, kind of not because of his doing, because of the incident that he got involved in early on. And, you know, he went to the Infield Carrier Center and was checked out and was all good to go there. And it's one of those things that I think it's going to show him that he can be successful. And he's got a team. He's got a great team. I love Dale Coyne Racing. Been a fan of theirs for a very long time. And I think they got their man, and it's just showing them that, hey, you're not going to be perfect every race. You're going to have ups and downs, but we're going to, I think he's still going to prevail. I mean, he's 38 and he's won 4 IndyCar titles, and I think this will be his 5th. I think he can do it. I mean, most of his titles were back when it was, when they had kart series and stuff like that. So, I mean, there, I got into it with a guy. We were just going back and forth one time. I mean, a friendly fight, you know, about like, well, was it really the Indy 500 when they divided and kart wasn't, you know, when half of, you know, because some great drivers didn't race that year and those years. And I do remember there were times when the 500 was like not that many people there because it was divided. There was, you know, the Indy Racing League and the kart series, and they're all the split and that bull crap, which should never happened in the first place. But, you know, but I think, I mean, they've been talking to also Charlie Kimball, you know, about how he is successful with diabetes and how he can run, and, you know, because he could easily have a low behind the wheel. And it's just amazing how successful he is, and 90 seconds left in the program, and it's just amazing to see Kyle Larson up there in front. And I think some of these drivers like Kyle Larson are up front, and some of these newer guys are up front in the NASCAR, because all these drivers, I've been in NASCAR for how many years? 17, 18, 19 years, and I haven't had to have this chase where you have like, okay, we have, and they're having to try to adjust from the way they've always raced to this new style. Well, these people have only had 1 year, or maybe not even a year with this. So this is new to me. So I'm not having to try to figure out, well, crap, this is how it used to be compared to what it is now. And I think that's what's making them have an easier, because they don't have to adjust between the old way to the new way. They're basically just having to figure out the new way, which is saving them way more time. Like, it'd be a lot easier to learn Polish, German, French, Spanish, Russian if you didn't know another language to try, because you're always going to want to try to speak this letter the way you always spoke it, not the new way and that. So enough about that, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next time, next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye, and be the resistance.